Yeah, and you know, recently I ran just a few numbers. So I looked at the ARM survey, which is a farm level survey that's conducted by the USDA. So it has quite a slew of information in there. And what I looked at was I calculated a rough measure of AGI, just the gross income for a farm household, and looked at what would have happened to 2015 ARC and POC payments if we had a $500,000 cap instead of a $900,000 cap. And really what it turned out was about one in less than fewer than one in 10 farmers would be affected by this change, or would have been affected in 2015 by this change. And the savings would have been on an annual basis for 2015 around $177-178 million, which accounts for about 44% of the total ARC and POC payments that were made to that sample of farmers, which is fairly representative of the population of farmers in the United States. So the savings are quite large, and the number of farmers, again, very similar to the crop insurance subsidy cap that Vince and Eric talked about. The number of farmers that would get affected that would be affected is relatively modest relative to the population. So again, another change that would result in relatively high savings and fewer farmers than perhaps anticipated would be affected.
And to get into the details, because I've seen Anton's work, that should be a phrased at most, because we're not able to look at the actual tax returns, so we're not able to look at all the deductions that people are going to take. And so halving that number of affected farms is probably more realistic. So this is in a sense, a very liberal estimate of the potential number of farms. It's more likely a lot smaller number of farms, and that would be that's what's implied by the OMB estimates, by the way. But again, economists have a lot of respect for the ability of intelligent people who are managing farms to address these sorts of payment limits.